Guess what? That is not how you are going to die, despite what most people think. The real way that you'll die is suddenly in a car accident, you'll have a heart attack, or you will all of a sudden enter into this sort of comatose state a few months before you die, not having a chance to prepare. And this is what you need to think about. Who will pray for you in purgatory when you're there? But before we talk about that, I need to tell you about the following. Every single day for 3 years at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, my channel has been having a daily rosary. It's been amazing. About 60 people join us. You can join through Zoom, link below, down in the description, or through YouTube. We keep it simple, and at the very end of the rosary, we pray for the intentions of the Pope so that it can be possible for you to obtain a plenary indulgence every single day for yourself or the souls in purgatory. Please join it. Please also stay till the other ways to support this channel, as well as have access to exclusive content. I've made hundreds of videos about purgatory. I sit and think about this for a lot. I've had a devotion to the souls in purgatory since my conversion back in 2005. This is a question that I thought about, and I've seen, as I say in this video, that time in purgatory is extremely painful. 1 week can feel like 700 years. So you have to think about it. I want to be in purgatory as little as possible, and so do you. How are we gonna do that? How are we gonna plan this? I've already thought it through, and here are the steps that you need to take. The first thing that you need is you need to find one or two people that you can trust to commit to pray for you after you die. And you each shake hands and you make that verbal commitment to each other. There's been several purgatory stories that I've read where this is a common practice in the past when people thought about these things. When people committed and said, hey, if you die, you pray for me. If I die, I pray for you. And there's even a story about one where they committed to continue praying until the other person was delivered. We need to re-embrace this tradition. So step one, find someone you can trust. Now, that could be quite difficult. Next, you have to give them a plan. Number two is you need to ask them to say for you or have said for you as many masses as possible. Now, I've already sat down with my wife and we've had this conversation. I told her to have said for me at least 60 to 90 masses. So that's three sets of 30 Gregorian masses. Why Gregorian masses? Okay, because if you go to a parish, first of all, you can't request that many masses. Maybe you can request 10 to 15. And if you do so, they'll be so spread apart that the first mass might not be said for you for months. And I don't know about you, but I don't want to wait for months in purgatory. I want to be out of there as soon as possible. Gregorian masses are beneficial because they are 30 in a row. Usually these different places, like the Pious Union of St. Joseph, you pay a $10 donation for every mass. So that's $300 for 30 masses, $900 for 90 masses. I would recommend as many as you can possibly get. Now, people might say, oh my gosh, I don't want to pay for a mass. That sounds so sacrilegious. People spend thousands of dollars on their silly phones. That's the least that we can offer the church for the holy sacrifice of the mass to relieve our suffering in purgatory. Have these masses said as soon as possible. Now, it might be the case that whoever is the priest can't even start for 3 to 6 months. Think about that. Think about you being in that situation, forgotten for 3 to 6 months in purgatory. That's why it might be good for you to develop a close friendship with a priest, someone that you can say, hey, when I die, can you say masses for me as soon as possible? You don't want to wait is the biggest message of this video. The third step is to have them be praying immediately. I would suggest, and I told my wife, I want you to do a novena of rosaries and a novena to a saint, attending 9 masses, all of that combined as soon as possible. Why all of that? Because if the person is attending mass and, for instance, praying a rosary in a group, like joining our daily rosary group, you know that that person can obtain for you a plenary indulgence every single day. Something to think about plenary indulgences that people don't consider is that plenary indulgences are very difficult to obtain. We have been deceived into thinking that they're just so easy. They are very difficult because of the internal state of heart that you need to be at to receive them. I could talk about that in a different video. Think about this, a plenary indulgence is as hard to get as a full scholarship to college. So you need to apply to a lot of them to get some. So that's the third step. Have the person do a novena of prayers immediately. The fourth step is a little bit more practical. You need to have them think about where they're gonna bury you and the tombstone that will be over you. This is something that I learned from Maria Sima. You want to be buried where it's on the path that people will see you. You don't want to be buried in a cemetery way in the back where no one's ever going to find you. No one's ever going to pray for you. You do not want that. You want it to be maybe near the street, right off a path so that people can see you and have an upright tombstone, not one that's flat on the ground, because the souls in purgatory themselves have said people ignore those. They don't see those. They just walk on them. And on the tombstone, you want it to say, pray for me, or pray for the repose of my soul. I've told all this to my wife, and you need to go do the same. So let's review. Find someone you can trust, number one. Number two, have them say or have said as many masses for you as possible. I would recommend 30 to 60 to 90. Easily. Do not underestimate this. Number three, you want them to do a multi-layered novena. Rosary, novena to your favorite saint, and attending 9 masses in a row after the day that you die. Number four, you want your burial site to be obvious in requesting prayers. You don't want pride to get in the way. You want to ask for help, because when you're there and people have forgotten you, you will have wished you had followed these instructions. You're going to die one day. Death is coming for you sooner than you think. Will you be ready? Will you have someone there to pray for you? Thank you for staying to the end of this video. My friends, I want to grow this channel, and I want this to be something that I could do on a more regular basis. So one thing that I've committed beginning this month of September with my wife is I'm taking some of the time that I was working doing therapy and now dedicating an entire day to doing YouTube. In order to do that, I need your help and I need your support. I am consolidating the way that I accept support from other people. Previously, I was doing Buy Me a Coffee and Patreon. To make things more simple, I'm wanting to do only Buy Me a Coffee because they have less fees and there is more flexibility with their system. So with Buy Me a Coffee, there are a few different ways that you can support me. You can support me with a one-time donation of $5 increments, hence the name Buy Me a Coffee. You can also support me through memberships of $5, $10, and $15 per month. The memberships open up to you exclusive content that I share, weekly meditations on the Sunday Gospel, as well as other behind the scenes. If you're viewing this video on a tablet or on a TV, you can scan this QR code and it'll take you directly to the page. Pray for my channel, whatever you do. And if you can support it anyway through Buy Me a Coffee, I'll put some links down below.